Most of us have a skeleton or two rattling around the old family closet, but some have a few more than most. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews a tell-all and a graphic memoir that really spill the tea. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Beautiful Things is a tell-all memoir by the president's son, Hunter Biden. When Hunter Biden tells all, there's plenty to tell. For much of his life, fate seemed to be trying to take him down, and he did his share to help it along. On the not-his-fault side were the tragic car accident when he was two, which critically injured him and older brother Beau and took the lives of their mother and sister. Later, Beau's heartbreaking death at 46. Recently, the nightmare of Donald Trump's relentless campaign to weaponize him against his father. Biden's major contribution to his troubles was his addiction to crack. Not since Bill Clegg's Portrait of the Addict as a Young Man have we been treated to such an engrossing account of a high-stakes crackopolypse, sparing no detail and ranging in tone from the ironic, I've smoked more cheddar popcorn than anyone on earth, to the ruefully insightful. Once you decide you're the bad guy everyone thinks you are, it's hard to find the good guy you once were. In a way, he never was the good guy. That was Beau, who didn't drink, much less do drugs, and seems to have been nearly Christ-like in his purity of heart and capacity for love. Though Hunter's addiction problems began long before Beau's death, losing his brother ripped the guardrails off his hell ride. One of the hardest things to read about is the failed attempt Hunter and Beau's widow Hallie made to deal with their loss by becoming a couple. Hard to read for different reasons is the chapter on his business connections, which are the basis of the Trump attacks and the Where's Hunter movement. The granular details shared here seem to bear out his assessment that it is most remarkable for its epic banality. When he was just about to cash in his chips for good, fate had one more surprise for Hunter Biden. This one, a stroke of Cupid's magic. If you loved Alison Bechdel's Fun Home, rush out and get the new graphic memoir from Margaret Kimball, And Now I Spill the Family Secrets. The story revolves around Kimball's mother's suicide attempt when she was four. Fortunately, her mother lived, and in fact is around to read this book, but her desperate act as a 31-year-old mother of three young children set in motion the collapse of the family. As Kimball sorts through events and imagery of the past, there are a lot of charming floor plans and maps with handwritten notations. She makes sense of things in fresh and useful ways. For example, we've often heard that parents are only as happy as their least happy child. But has anyone pointed out, as irresistibly as Kimball, that children are only as happy as their least happy parent? In spread after charming spread, she combines black and white comic page lettering and illustration with suspenseful storytelling and beautifully worded eye-opening wisdom. Go to her website or follow her on Instagram if you want to check out her artwork.
The books are Beautiful Things by Hunter Biden and Now I Spill the Family Secrets by Margaret Kimball. You can find information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader or on the WIPR app. That's also where you can find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.